In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里说话。
We are trying to answer some of the questions here.
我们要继续回答。我们有一些的问题在这里。
What if our church brother think? Okay. What if summarize the question. What if a member of the church, you know, believe that TJC is not the only true church? Should we share the truth or ignore him?
如果我们教会的弟兄或姐妹不认为真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会，那我们应该跟他分享这个教义呢，还是就不理他了？
I think the church council should speak to the person.
我觉得教会的职会应该跟这个同龄谈一谈。
There is a case in London church.
在伦敦有这么一个例子。
There is a brother who was very fervent before.
有一个弟兄以前非常的热心。
For whatever reason we do not know, and he begins to doubt the one true church.
那不知道是什么原因我们不知道，但是他开始怀疑我们这个真教会。
Saturday he came to the True Jesus Church, and Friday night he would go to a Jewish church.
Jewish,
犹太人教会。
礼拜六会来我们教会聚会，但是礼拜五会去一个犹太教的教会聚会。
The church came to know about it.
那教会就知道了这件事。
Obviously, you know, the preachers, the workers, I mean, the board members, you know, spoke to the person.
所以教会的执会就跟这个弟兄谈约谈。
But he was quite stubborn.
但是他很固执。
So he didn't want to listen.
他也不想听。
So the church stopped him from preaching.
所以这个
stopped him from sermonizing.
所以执会就教会就不让他继续做这个讲道的工作。
Stopped him from, you know,doing any form of teachings in the church.
任何有关教导的工作的圣工都把它停止下来。
So that is our stance.
这就是教会的立场。
We would speak to the person, but if the person refuses to listen, then the church would not arrange any, you know, teaching work for the person.
我们会跟这个这样子的同龄谈。面谈如果他不能接受的话，那我们就停止任何有关这种崇拜教导的这种工作圣工。
Because the doctrine of the one true church is a very important belief of the church.
因为这个独一真教会的教义是我们教会的很重要的一个真理之一。
So if we were to leave this person alone and allow the person to teach, we do not know what he would speak to, say, the youth or the youngsters or even to the members in general.
所以如果我们不理他，任他这样下去的话，我们也不知道他会怎么做，或许跟其他的朋友或其他教会的弟兄传讲他的所现在有的思想。
Right. So, this is what we have done in London.
所以这是在伦敦教会处置的方式。
Which divine work is more important in church, preaching or religious education or choir?
在教会里面圣工是哪一种比较重要呢？是传福音啊，或是
宗教教育
或是宗教教育，或是这个诗班？
Which one is more important? Help me out, please.
你们大家认为哪一种比较重要呢？可以分享。
传福音。
全部都重要。
Okay, 全部都。
Some says preaching the gospel. Some says all of them are important.
I personally don't object to choir singing.
我个人不反对。这个诗歌的崇拜，或是这个诗班。
But I have seen a trend in the church.
但是我可以看见这个教会整个有一个倾向。
That you know, like after the service, in London we have like how many group? 1, 2, 3. At least if I remember correctly, there are three choir groups. I think.
在伦敦教会，如果没有记错的话，有三个诗班。
You know, the main service finishes around 3:30 in the afternoon.
下午的崇拜是差不多三点半结束。
So you find that after that you see choir groups singing.
那结束以后，我们就看见这个诗班在分组练习。
It seems that choir occupies the most important part of the church activities.
可以在那个时候，我可以看出来说，诗班是在占据这个教会的活动里面最重要的一环。
Again, I say I don't object to any form of choir singing.
当然，我个人是不反对这个诗班献诗或是诗班的练习。
But preaching is also very important.
但是这个传福音也是非常重要的。
Like you know, teaching the truth seekers is also important.
那这个有慕道班也是传讲给我们的慕道朋友是非常重要的。
Or to run, you know, a newly baptized class is also important.
或是上这个新受洗班的这个跟进班的同龄也是非常重要的。
If the youngsters of the church, we said, if members of the church are only interested in choir singing,
如果教会的年轻的这个弟兄姐妹只对这个唱诗班有兴趣的话
，and they show no interest in preaching the gospel,
那对这个传福音没有兴趣
，then you find that this is not exactly balanced.
我们可以发现说这样子并不是很平衡。
So what we do, again, over there, I can only tell you what we do.
我只能跟你分享在英国那边我们做的方式。
So like, if there is an evangelistic service, let's say one month from now.
比如说，如果再过一个礼拜再过一个月有一个布道聚会的话
，So we allow the choir to sing to practice.
那个诗班就开始练习，要准备献唱。
So after the event,
但是这个布道会以后完了以后
，We would suggest that choir singing maybe can be done once a month.
那这个也许这个诗班练习。练习
choir practice, yes.
诗班的练习也许一个月一次。
So that we can slot in other activities like preaching, going out door to door.
那这样我们可以交替把其他活动，比如说逐户传福音到给我们的邻居或朋友。
We encourage the youth that after the Sabbath service to go out, you know, go out street preaching.
那我们在那边是鼓励我们教会的青年聚完以后去附近的邻居去发传单。
Sometimes they give out leaflets during the weekdays as well.
甚至有时候在周间也发这个传单。
I think this zeal of evangelism is important. It's important to be maintained in the hearts of the church.
所以我认为说这个传福音的这种热忱呢，是应该要常常继续保持在这个每个弟兄姐妹心里，尤其在教会里面。
So choir singing should not occupy, the most part of the times of the church.
所以这个诗班的练习是最好是不要占据太多我们的这个教会的时间。
So again, it's up to the church council to organize it well.
当然，这是决定于每个教会的职位来做这种安排。
How to encourage those church members who have left the church and don't want to come back to church?
我们要如何鼓励那些已经离开教会的，然后让他们再回来教会呢？
I think we can only do our best to care for them.
我们只能尽我们的力来关心他们。
I think apart from caring for them, we have to pray especially for these people.
除了说能关心他们，我们还要特别的为他们祷告。
Only God can touch their hearts.
只有神能感动他们的心。
We are all very limited.
我们所做的是有限的。
But God, what God wants to see is we need to do our best.
但是神要看见的是我们能尽我们的能力去做我们该做的。
OK. Some members like to listen to other sermons from other denominations.
有些信徒喜欢听别的教会其他教派的这个讲道录音。
They find it very encouraging. How should we counsel them?
他们觉得听起来觉得很有造就，那我们要怎么去勉励他们呢？
救命
！Help！
嗯。My answer is don't listen.
我是认为说就不要听了。
You know, again, I said when you listen to sermons from other churches.
当你听外教会的这个讲道的时候
，they are moved by different spirit, a different spirit.
他们是让是有别种别的灵感动的。
So I think it's quite risky if we are not able to discern.
所以如果我们不能分辨，这是一个很危险的一个动作。
That's why we say don't listen.
这为什么我们说不要听？
I think to counsel someone, you need to be close to the person.
但是要辅导一个人之前，你跟他要有某种的关系存在。
If you are not close to him or her, it's difficult to really, you know, counsel the person.
如果你跟他没有一种桥梁、没有关系的话，你很难去辅导他。
Yeah. I think there are many reasons why members, TJC members, like listening to sermon from other denominations.
为什么我们这个真耶稣教会信徒会喜欢听外教会讲道？大概是也是有很多原因的。
I think one of the reasons is because we always speak the truth.
那其中一个原因就是说，我们总是讲真理。
If our heart is not right, it's difficult to accept the truth.
如果我们的心不正的话，我们是很难接受这个真理的。
Because the truth exposes what is in the heart.
因为真理暴露了我们心中的软弱跟不对的地方。
You know.And that's why, I think, you know, obviously we can ask the church, you know, to talk about, you know, the attitude in listening to the word of God.
当然我们可以请教会讲到有关这个听这个讲到的应该有的这个正确的态度。
We can also raise the standard of the speakers.
那当然，我们可以把这个讲道人员的这个水准提高。
I feel that you know to raise the standard is not just by teaching them how to sermonize.
我觉得说提高这个讲道人员水准，不是只是说教他们如何讲道而已。
When we talk about sermonizing, it's not how fluent you are. No.
当我们谈到说如何讲道，不是说你讲的如何流利。
Your fluency does not carry weight.
你如讲的如何流利，如何有口才，并不代表有任何的分量。
It does not mean that you have the authority of God.
并不代表说你有从神来的这个权柄。
If you want to carry the authority of God in your words,
如果你要在你的传的道理上讲的道上有神的权柄的话
，then your relationship with God must be good.
那你跟神的关系一定要好。
If God give you the power, then you can speak a very powerful sermon.
如果神给你能力，那你就可以讲出一篇很有能力的讲章出来。
If our heart is not on the word of God,
但是我们的心如果没有在神的话上面
，How can we talk about the word of God?
我们就没有办法讲到神讲出神的话。
If we don't even have the hearts to follow the word of God,
当我们甚至没有心要来遵守神的话
，Then how can we preach effectively?
那我们怎么能有效的讲出神的话来呢
？That's not possible.
这是不可能的。
Should church show acceptance and love to those members who are weak in faith or those who are unwilling to keep God's commandments like the Sabbath by giving them teaching and leading roles in church to jumpstart their faith?
教会是否应该接纳那些软弱的信心软弱的同龄，特别是对他们不愿意来遵守神的诫命，比如说安息日。那甚至 为了要鼓励他们，给他们这个头衔来让他们当教员，或是当给他这种安排工作，让他有机会来服侍，甚至会让也许会让他的信仰能复苏。
Okay, I think there are many questions that tie together in one big question.
我想这个问题里面有很多个小问题。
Now, talk about keeping the Sabbath.
第一，我们谈到说守安息日。
You know, the Sabbath is one of the commandments of God.
我们知道守安息日是神诫命的其中一个。
Our duty is to keep God's commandment.
我们的本分就是要守神的诫命。
I will tell you a testimony.
我跟你分享一个见证。
There was, I think some of you have heard this before.
我想你们在座的有些人也有听过这个见证。
There was a brother, yeah. He's a chef.
有一个弟兄，他是一个大厨。
He worked for a restaurant.
所以他在一家餐馆上班。
And initially he didn't need to work on the Sabbath.
开始的时候他礼拜六不需要上班。
But I think the business was getting better and better.
但是当他做大厨的时候生意越来越好。
So the boss, the owner said to him that he must work on the Sabbath.
所以老板就跟他说你一定要在礼拜六上班。
So initially he said no.
刚开始他说不要。
But the boss said to him, he is going to increase his pay.
那老板就说我要给你加薪。
From 500 to 700 euro a week.
从500欧元到700欧元一个礼拜。
So he was tempted.
所以他听了就心动了。
So he accepted the offer from the boss.
所以他决定接受了。
Later on he told us.
那后来跟我们分享。
Ever since he started to work on the Sabbath,
自从他开始在礼拜六上班的时候
the wife has fallen ill.
那太太就开始生病。
And her illness cannot be cured, could not be cured.
那不知道为什么这个病总是好不了。
And he actually knew, you know, that, you know, it's like a reminder from God.
他自己心里很清楚知道这是从神来的一个提醒。
It's like a chastisement.
就是神的管教。
So later on, thank God that he quit the job.
就感谢神，后来他就把他的工作辞掉了。
Within 1 week, God allowed him to find another one.
短短的一个礼拜之内，他就找到另外一个工作。
This is the grace of God.
这感谢这是神的恩典。
Yes, some of us are weak, including ourselves. We are also weak.
So 有时候我们当中，甚至我们自己也非常软弱。
We cannot use our weakness as an excuse or as excuses for not, you know, improving ourselves.
但是我们不能用我们的软弱或是我们很多软弱来当做一个借口来不让我们更长进。
If you cannot keep the Sabbath,
如果我们不能守安息日。
I cannot say that, okay, no problem, yeah, yeah, just, you know, do what you want.
我不能说没有关系你就做你想要做的。
I cannot say to you, just do your best, yeah.
我也不能说你就尽力。
This is the command of the Lord.
因为这是神的诫命很清楚的。
You must work, to improve yourself, in such a way that you are able to keep the commandments of God.
你一定要继续努力来改变自己，直到说你能守神的诫命为止。
Pray about it.
你要为这个事情来祷告。
God will open a way for you.
那神就会为你开路。
This is how we can help the weak members.
这是我们如何来帮助那些软弱的同龄。
We do not use the church work or whatever to help. How can we help?
我们不是用这个教会的工作来帮助他的。
We use the word of God to help the person to stand up.
我们用神的话来帮助他们，让他们再一次的站立起来。
We pray, even can pray together with these people.
我们甚至可以花时间跟他们一起祷告。
So that their weaknesses can be strengthened.
所以当他们软弱才能再一次的坚强起来。耶稣是完全的，而教会是一。
Jesus is perfect.
而教会是一群由耶稣的宝血所救赎出来的人所组成的。
Jesus is a group of, the church is a group of people, who is bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
但世上没有一个人是完全的。
But there is none who is perfect in this world.
那么由一群不完全的信徒所组成的教会也不完全。
So the church being made up of a group of imperfect members, therefore the church is not perfect.
那这样教会不完全，是不是也等于耶稣的身体不完全？
So can we say that because the members are not perfect, therefore the body of Christ is not perfect?
这样的解释好像怪怪的。
It seems that this kind of explanation is a bit strange.
那怎样解释才比较适当呢？
How can we explain it more appropriately?
那更有些人因为看到教会的许多软弱和缺点而离开教会。
There are people who see the shortcomings of the church and decide to leave the church.
所以要如何来勉励他们再回来呢？
How are we going to encourage them, you know, to come back to the church? I think this is the work of the church, to pastor, to look after them.
这是教会的工作，要这个在这个牧养教牧方面要下功夫的。
I don't think this should be the reason for anyone to leave the church.
我不觉得说这是应该一个人离开教会的理由。
I'm not perfect.
我不软弱，我们是不完全的。
I'm not perfect.
我不完全的。
Who is perfect?
有谁是完全的呢？
If you look at it positively together, because we want to what? We want to improve ourselves. We want to, you know, make ourselves better.
如果你以正面的来看这件事，因为我们大家聚集在一起，我们要让我们大家做得更好。
We are here to help one another.
我们在这里是在彼此帮助的。
Return to Hebrews.
我们请翻开希伯来书
，Chapter Ten，
第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
We read verse 24.
二十四节。
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
二十四节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, by exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
二十五，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So here the Bible says we need to consider one another.
这里说我们要彼此相顾。
To stir up love and good.
来激发爱心。
You know, in the church, we need to say things positive.
我们在教会都要说正面鼓励的话。
We need to do things positive.
我们都要做这个。有正面有鼓励性的事。
We need to set example which are positive.
我们要做正面性的榜样。
To stir up what faith and good work, love and good works.
来激发爱心，勉励行善。
That's why each time when we gather together.
所以每次当我们在一起的时候。
This should be our motive.
这应该是我们的动机。
We are here to motivate one another.
我们是在这里要彼此激励。
Yes, we are not perfect.
对的，我们是不完全的。
But if we can stir up love and good works amongst ourselves,
但是如果我们可以彼此激励，让大家激发爱心的话，
by the grace of God, we shall become perfect.
那借着神的恩典，我们就能成为完全。
And that's why we need to prepare ourselves. We have to see the face of Jesus.
这是为什么我们需要来预备自己，才能见神的面。
Right. Now, I think it's important. Even in the church, don't speak things which are negative. No, don't.
我想这是非常重要，就是在教会里面不要说一些负面的事。
We can really influence and affect, you know, the faith of the believers.
我们真的会影响，甚至让那些软弱的同龄跌倒。
You know, in the church, don't listen to things which are negative.
那同样的，我们在教会要不要听那些负面的话？
Don't listen to rumors. You know, like there are so many people in the church. Sometimes they spread rumors.
也不要听闲话，教会有很多人，有时候不免会听到一些闲话，我们都不要去听那些话。
Not only we must not speak rumors, spread rumors, we must not listen to rumors.
不只说我们自己不能讲闲话，我们也不要听闲话。
Always do things positive in the church.
在教会里面总要做这种正面的善事。
This is the principle of the scriptures.
这是在希伯来书这里的原则。
To stir up.Love and good works.
来激发爱心，来勉励行善。
If a member has doubts on TJC doctrines, and is currently teaching church choir or interpret, should this member continue to serve in this holy work?
如果一个人现在对我们的十大孝十大信条有疑问的话，有疑惑的话，那他现在在做圣工，或者是教师班，或者是做教员，那他是否应该继续下去？
I think some people question the doctrines out of good hearts because they want to know more.
有些人对教义有一些问题，因为他们想要知道的更清楚。
Some people question the doctrine with a malicious intention to knock down the belief.
但是有一些人问问题是有恶意的，他想要把这些教义推翻。
And you know, for the latter, we don't have to even to speak to them.
那至于那些属于后者的，我们根本就不需要跟他们说话。
Because the intention is clear, is to destroy the church.
因为他们的用意动机非常清楚，他们要使这个教会推翻这个教会。
If you know that this guy is malicious, then why should you still, mix around to him?
那如果你知道这个人是有恶意的，那你为什么还要跟他在一起呢？
Then obviously the church should not arrange any work for this type of people to do.
那如果是这样的话，那当然的，这个教会不应该再安排任何圣工给这个人做。
So for the former,
那至于说属于前者的
，the council members, the workers of God, should talk to them.
那教会的工人跟教会的职务员应该跟他面谈。
Explain to them more clearly, the doctrines of the true Jesus Church.
要好好的把教会的教义解释给他听。请问若弟兄或姐妹本来有圣灵离开真道后传异端，圣灵继续还在他们里面吗？圣灵和邪灵可同住在一起吗？
The question is, if a brother or a sister has departed from the truth, can the Spirit still abide in this person? Can the Holy Spirit and the evil spirit coexist in the heart of this person? The answer is no. Not possible.
圣灵和邪灵是不可能同住在一起的。
For those who have left the faith,
所以那些已经离开道理的人
like what I said before,
就像我先前所说的
Today we receive the Holy Spirit because of the truth.
今天我们得到圣灵是因为我们相信真道
So the truth is connected to the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit is connected to the truth.
这个真理真道跟这个圣灵是密切相连的
I want you to look at a few passages
我们来看
from the scriptures.
我们来看一些经卷
We turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Okay, we read chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 25.
提摩太后书第二章二十五节。
And also 26.
二十六节。
In humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth.And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
二十五节，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。二十六节，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
Those who depart from the truth and those who stand in opposition of the truth, against the truth,
那些离开真道的或者抵挡真道的人
Here Paul says, they have been taken captive by Satan.
保罗说他们已经被魔鬼掳去的
To do his will, the will of the devil.
来做魔鬼的工作
And Paul says we need to pray for these people, correct them, and pray for them.
那保罗说我们要为这些人祷告来劝诫他们
Perhaps God will grant them repentance.
或者神给他们悔改的心
It seems to me that even Paul himself is not certain whether these people would return to God or not.
从这里看出来保罗甚至也不确信说那些人是否能够回头
Because they have been taken captive by Satan.
因为他们的心已经被魔鬼掳去了
Today we have been given the truth.
那今天我们得到这个真道
That's why we cannot willfully discern the truth and embrace another doctrine.
这是为我们绝对不能故意的离开真道，然后 然后来信服另外一种另外一个信仰。
那 we turn to First John。
我们请翻开约翰一书。
First John。
约翰一书。
Chapter four。
十二章。
First John chapter four。
约翰一书十二章。
Verse six。First John chapter four verse six。
约翰一书第四章。
Verse six。
第六节。
Verse six。
第六节。
We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
第六节，我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
Just now we mentioned we refers to the workers of God, the apostle or the church.
这里的我们是指那些教会的工人或是使徒们。
And anyone who does not listen to the church or to the apostle, the teachings of the apostle.
那一些不听从或是不听从使徒教训的人。
And here, John says, that, by this, they would know this, whether the person has the spirit of truth or the spirit of error.
那从这里我们可以看出来这个他们是否是有真理的灵还是谬妄的灵。
Anyone who opposes the teaching of the apostle,
那些抵挡这个使徒教训的
you find that the spirit in them is the spirit of error.
我们发现说在他们心里面的灵是那个谬妄的灵。
Anyone who attacks the church,
任何抵挡攻击教会故意攻击的
and who go against the teachings of the church,
然后敌对教会的教训的教义的
speak against the church,
然后甚至攻击毁谤教会的
let's see what Jude said about these people.
我们看这个犹大是怎么说呢
Turn the book of Jude. Verse
19. 19节
He said, These are sensual persons who cause division, not having the Spirit.
犹大书19节这就是那些人引人结党属乎血气没有圣灵的人。
It's very clear. They don't have the Holy Spirit.
这里很清楚说这些人是没有圣灵的人。
So today, if I willfully go against the church and attack the church, speak ill against the doctrine of the church,
所以我今天如果故意攻击教会、抵挡教会、说敌对教会的事
speak against the teaching of the church,
那敌对教会的真理
what kind of spirit do you think I have?
那你想我心里面的灵是什么样的灵呢
Can it be the Holy Spirit?
有可能是圣灵吗？
Not possible.
是不可能的。
Right? Okay. Now, some people might say, yeah, these people still speak in tongues.
也许有人说，哦，他们还在讲灵言呢。
You know, when you look at John, First John,
如果我们看这个约翰一书
how did John teach the church to discern?
那个约翰长老是怎么教导那时候门徒来分辨呢？
When you know there were false teachers in the church.
在那时候有假先知、假的教师。
Those who have turned evil from within the community of faith.
在这个信仰的团里面已经叛道了。
The discernment is no longer based on tongue speaking.
这样分辨已经不在于只是看有没有讲灵言而已。
It's not on tongue speaking anymore.
不是只是讲灵言而已的。来判断，
不是以灵眼来判断。
不是以灵眼来判断。
We use the truth to decide, to discern.
我们需要用真理来判断。
We'll ask, do you believe that baptism saves?
我们要问说，你相不相信说这个洗礼可以让你得救
？Do you believe that the only evidence of receiving the Spirit is speaking in tongues?
你相不相信说得圣灵的唯一证据就是讲灵言
？Do you believe that TJC is the only true church?
你不相不相信真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会
？If the person doesn't believe.
如果一个人不相信的话
and willfully go against the teaching of the church,
然后还故意抵挡教会的真道
going around attacking the church,
然后到处去攻击教会
the spirit is not the Holy Spirit,
那他在里面的灵就不是圣灵
even though the person can speak in tongue,
甚至那个人可以讲灵言
but the tongue is not from God,
但这个讲灵言并不是从神来的
this is how John discerned,
这是约翰长老如何分辨的安息日查经的时候可以讲外教会的见证吗可以讲心灵鸡汤的故事来鼓励大家吗 On Sabbath day, during the worship hours, can we talk about other churches' testimony? Can we talk about chicken soup for the soul? story to encourage members within during our worship hours.
I think for any worship session, our focus should be on the Bible and on the teaching of the church.
在任何崇拜时间，我们的专注应该是在查考圣经、读圣经的。
We use the word of God to encourage one another.
我们用圣经的话来彼此勉励。
If you want to talk about testimony, then we talk about testimony of the church.
如果我们要讲见证，我们就要讲教会的见证。
If you want to use any publication, then use the publication of the church.
如果你要用任何的刊物，那就用请用教会的刊物。
Straightforward, that's very simple.
就这么简单。
Chicken soup.
For those who do not believe in one true church or the ten articles of faith, how do we get along with them?
Now, those who do not believe in the one true church or the basic belief, obviously we said they are deceived.
那一些不相信十大信教或是不相信独一真教会的，很明显的，他们已经被迷惑了。
You come to the true Jesus Church because you believe in the basic belief of the church.
你来到真教会就是因为你相信我们的十大信条。
Is that not true?
难道不是这样子吗？
Yeah. Okay. There are two types of people who are deceived. There are two types.
有两种人会被迷惑。
One, they are deceived, but they do not go around talking about the deception.
一种是被迷惑，但是他们不会去到处讲这个迷惑的事。
The only thing is that their mind is not very clear about the doctrines.
另外一种是对教义并不是很清楚。
The second type of people who have been deceived.
那第二种被迷惑的人。
Those who, you know, who would go around telling people about the deceptions.
他们会到处讲这个已经被迷惑的事。
It's like they have turned deceivers.
他们好像从被迷惑已经变成一个迷惑人的。
So for the first, for the former,
所以属于前者的,
we must do our best to help.
我们要尽我们能力来帮助他们,
because they are not clear.
因为他们不清楚。
Speak to them about the truth.
我们就应该跟他们讲我们教义，讲我们的真理。
Pray with them.
为跟他们一起祷告。
For the second group of people,
至于属于后者的,
we have to be very careful.
我们要非常的小心。
Because they have been taken captive by Satan, according to Paul.
因为根据保罗所讲, 他们心已经被魔鬼掳去了。
So Paul says,
所以保罗这么说,
this kind of people who cause division in the church, we must avoid.
这种在教会分门结党的, 我们应该要避免。
We turn to Romans.
我们请翻开罗马书。
We read chapter 16.
16章,
Romans chapter 16.
罗马书16章,
we read verse 17.
是七节,
now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn and avoid them.
17节, 弟兄们, 那些离间你们, 叫你们跌倒, 背乎所学之道的人, 我劝你们要留意躲避他们。
Avoid them.
要留意躲避他们。
Because they have turned deceivers.
因为他们已经改变了, 变成是迷惑人的。
Remember, yeah? We are not, sometimes when we look at church matters, yeah, we need to look beyond friendship or any, human ties.
有时候我们看这个教会的事情, 我们要能超过看, 不只是看人情而已, 要超过, 能超越这些人情的事。
Because we are talking about spiritual thing here.
因为我所谈的是这个属灵的事。
If a person has turned against the church,
如果, 一个人已经, 判, 离开教会,
speaks ill against the church,
然后说教会的坏话,
attack the doctrine of the church,
我说这个攻击教会的教义,
this is not a simple matter.
这不是一个, 一个小事。
Do you think this is the work of the Holy Spirit?
你想这是圣灵的工作吗?
According to Paul,
根据保罗所说的,
the person has been taken captive by Satan to do his will.
这些人已经被魔鬼掳去了，做魔鬼的工作了。
Avoid them.
一定要躲避他们。
If you don't, you are risking your own spiritual life.
如果你不躲避他们, 那你就是, 冒你的这个灵命的险。
You know, these people can, can poison you if you like. With their words, with their thinking, and with their ideas.
这些人从他们所说的话，从他们所想的，从他们的主意，可以让我们中毒。
That's why Paul said, avoid them.
是为什么保罗说躲避他们？
Okay, I think I've answered all the questions.
我想我已经回答所有的问题了。
Now I'm going to answer my own question.
那我要回答我自己的问题。
You know, some people said,
有些人这么说。
The true Jesus Church will decline.
说真教会会没落。
If you look at the membership of the church,
如果你看教会的这个信徒的成长率，
the number is dwindling.
这个教会的这个成长率是越来越低的。
Is on the decline.
是往下走的。
And the growth of the church is stifled.
那这个教会都没有在成长。
It's like this is not the church of God, or is you know.Is on the verge of, you know, fading into oblivion.
所以从这里看呢，这就不是神的教会，这个教会整已经快垮了。
It's true. I have to be honest. The church is not doing too well.
所以我也是要实话实说啊，这个教会真的不是情况不是很好。
It's true that the church is not, progressing the way that God wants her to progress.
那教会也不是。像神所要我们成长速度在这成长。
Does it mean that the church will decline?
那这是不是代表说教会就会没落呢？
We turn to Isaiah.
我们请翻开以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Here it, the first part talks about the establishment of the church at Mount Zion.
前第一部分讲到说这个西安这个教会会建立在西安。
Verse 5 is the standard that God has set for the church.
那也讲到说神所立的一个标准。
So everyone who is in the church of God must follow, must walk in the light of the Lord.
所以每一个人在教会的人都要遵守这个标准。
You know, surprisingly, you find that, yeah, if you read through the entire chapter, it seems that, after the establishment of the church,the church is full of problems.
如果我们仔细看的话，看这第二章，我们看到说，这个将来的殿，将来教会建立以后，好像再过来就好像有很多的问题。
We read verse 6 for example.
我们看第六节。
You have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob.
主神，你离弃你百姓雅各家。
If you read the chapter 2, chapter 3, we find that there are two major problems.
如果我们读第二章、第三章，我们看到说这有几个主要的问题。
There are two.
两个主要问题。
One is idolatry.
第一个是犯奸淫。
Idolatry.
拜偶像。拜偶像的罪。
Verse 8, for example.
请看第八节。
The land is also full of idols.
他们的地充满了偶像。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Here it talks about idol that God would utterly destroy.
偶像必全然废弃。
The second problem,
第二个问题
is being puffed up, being lifted up.
就是他们自大狂傲。
If you look at the church today,
如果我们看到今天的教会，
do we have idols in the church or in our hearts?
教会里面有偶像吗？还是我们心里面有没有偶像？
Invisible idols.
看不见的偶像。
If we say we don't have idols,
如果我们说我们没有偶像，
how is it that we are not interested in worshiping God?
那为什么我们对这个敬拜神一点都没有什么兴趣？
How is it that we don't even want to pray at times?
为什么我们有时候都不想祷告呢？
We don't even want to read the Bible.
我们甚至不想读圣经呢？
There must be idols in the heart.
就是因为我们里面有偶像。
We are drawn away.
我们已经被吸引去了。
There's one major problem that the church is facing today.
这是我们教会今天所面临的一个大的问题。
The second problem.
第二个问题。
Pride.
自大、自狂傲。
Including myself.
包括我自己。
We find that pride is a problem in the church.
我们发现说这个骄傲是一个很大的问题。
We can't easily speak to someone to help someone like, you know, to change with the word of God.
We can't.
不能的。
我们发现说我们不能很容易的用要神的话来劝勉一个人。
Because people might not listen to us.
因为他们很可能就不想听我们所劝勉。
Sometimes, you know, others, our co-workers may come to tell us.
有时候也许我们同工来跟我们讲几句话。
We find that we are not able to accept.
我们发现说我们都不能接受他们规劝。
Pride.
因为心里面有骄傲在里面。
You find that there are a lot of misunderstanding in the church.
我们发现在教会里面有很多的误会。
That is an indication of, you know, pride, you know, in the community.
这是表示说教会里面有很多的骄傲在这个信仰的团体里面。
So these are the two major problems that has caused so much grief to the house of God.
所以这就是两个大问题，让这个神的教会有这么多的这个问题出来。
But does it mean that the church will decline?
但 这是不是就代表说教会就会没落呢
？If you read chapter four,
如果我们看第四章
，This is what God is going to do.
这是神要做的事。
God is going to cleanse the church, purify the church with the spirit of judgment and with the spirit of burning.
这神要洁净教会，焚烧教会，然后要使教会成圣。
That is recorded in verse four.
这是记载在第四节里。
Only those who are cleansed can remain.In the church of God.
只有那些被洁净的才可以留在教会里面。
If you ask me,
所以如果你问我的话
，Will the church decline?
教会是否会没落
？From the Bible, no. The church will not decline.
从教会来看，教会是不会没落的。
But the church will go through a period of struggle.
但是这个教会会经过一番的这个的患难跟挣扎。
Eventually, the church will be purified.
但是最终这个教会会被洁净。
So only those who remain in the church shall be saved.
只有那些还留在教会的才会得救。
Who can remain in the church?
那哪些人会留在教会呢？
Zephaniah.
西番雅书。
Chapter 2.
西番雅书。
Chapter
3,
sorry.
西番雅书第三章。
We read verse 11 and verse 12.
第十一节跟十二节。
In that day you shall not be ashamed, you shall not be shamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me, for then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain.
当那日你必不因你一切得罪我的事自觉羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉那矜夸高傲之辈。你也不再与我的圣山狂傲。
In the holy mountain of God.
在神的圣山。
We shall no longer be haughty.
我们不会再狂傲。
Verse 12.
在十二节。
I will live in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
我却要在你中间留下困苦贫寒的民，他们必投靠我。
My version says meek and humble.
这个英文的翻译写说温柔跟谦卑。
Who can remain in the mountain of God?
哪一些人可以留在神的圣山呢？
Those who have been purified, those who are meek and humble.
那些被洁净，那些是温柔谦卑的人。
If we are very honest,
我们要很诚实的这么说。
We ask ourselves.
我们问我们自己。
In our service to God.
在我们在对神的这个服事当中。
Are we truly humble?
我们是否真的很谦卑呢？
Not exactly.
并不是这样子的。
This is the problem we are facing.
这是我们今天面对的问题。
Since this is the church of God,
所以今天这个是神的教会。
Yes, the church is not perfect.
神的教会现在不完全。
God is going to purify the church.
但是神要洁净这个教会。
Only the meek and humble can remain in the mountain of God.
只有那些温柔谦卑的人才留在神的圣山里。
Alright. Okay. Any question? Any more questions?
还没有什么问题。
By the count of three, if you don't ask questions, I'll stop. Okay? One, two, three. Okay.
我们数到三，如果没有问题，我们就结束。
One, two, three. Let's pray.